Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 54 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Gilmore Electric Express, locally and Aggie-owned. For home electrical service, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A convoy of highway construction vehicles was struck by a semi Tuesday night on Highway 21 west of Bryan. The crash killed one construction worker and injured five others.
Troopers are still investigating, and there's going to be possible criminal charges as well.
DPS Sergeant Justin Ruiz says there is a possible violation of the state's law to move over or slow down.
Move over, slow down is for all first responders, and it's for all roadway crews, including TxDOT and anybody that they contract out to do their work.
The worker who was killed was seated in a trailer being towed by a pickup. The driver of the pickup and the drivers of the two semis that were also struck were taken to the hospital for treatment of undisclosed injury. The driver of a third construction company semi and the driver of the semi that struck the convoy were treated at the scene. The crash closed the eastbound lanes of 21 for more than 7 hours. On December 8th, two members of the College Station City Council asked city staff for a report about solicitors standing along streets and highways. Mayor John Nichols was asked about that during yesterday's visit on our show.
We haven't heard back on that, but I think a lot of what we see in the city is illegal.
Last month's request came from Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuhnha, who was relaying citizen concerns.
With this group of people that are on the medians of George Bush in Texas and then 2018 in Texas, soliciting money, and they'll walk right up to your car window.
Nichols then joined Kuhnha's request for a staff report. For the seventh straight year, the City of Bryan's Planning and Development Office receives a state award. During an award presentation at Tuesday night's City Council meeting, Assistant Director Martin Zimmerman spent 2 minutes summarizing last year's activity.
Our building inspectors last year did 27,000 building inspections. If you think about, there were only 260 working days, that's about 104 inspections per day.
Zimmerman also reported issuing 846 permits for single-family homes last year.
We issued an average of 7 residential permits and 1 commercial permit every business day.
Zimmerman says over 3,100 permits for single-family homes have been issued in Bryan during the last 4 years. Next Tuesday, the Bryan ISD School Board is scheduled to adopt next year's school calendar. This past Monday, 6 administrators had something to say about one of 2 options that includes a 1-week break in October. Supporters include Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources, Carol Kuhn.
Us putting a week off in October, that is very attractive for recruiting when we go out and talk to universities.
Kuhn also brought up something that BISD is not considering, a 4-day week.
Which was a huge benefit for districts, and they filled their staff very quickly with certified teachers because it was very attractive. Us, it's hard to do because we're a larger district, and large districts really haven't shown that they can get that accomplished.
BISD board members were told that there is more public opinion about next year's options compared with prior years. WTAW News Time, it's about 8 minutes after 7. It's 54 degrees. This look at news, it's brought to you by Gilmore Electric Express. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-945 WTAW.
It is 7:09. Good morning. It's a Thursday. The Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Our weather is brought to you by Malik Plumbing. Septic tanks backing up due to heavy rainfall? Call Malik Plumbing today to schedule your septic inspection before disaster strikes your home. Malik, making a difference.
Plenty of sunshine across the region today. Breezy at times, high in the lower to middle 60s. Clear skies with lighter winds tonight. Lows will fall into the upper 30s. Sunny on Friday, high around 60. Clear Friday night, low 35 to 40. And more sunshine is expected on Saturday. Highs in the lower to middle 60s again. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, 1620-945 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M men's basketball continues to roll. The guys picking up their 5th straight win last night. this time against 20th-ranked Missouri. We'll talk about the victory, as well as touching on some changes coming up for the NCAA. Aggie women's hoops in action tonight. All that more in sports.
There you go. Hey, every Thursday, the folks at Maria Mia's Cantina, they bring you, out of context, a little opportunity for you to win a gift card from the folks over at Maria Mia's, where they have happy hour Tuesday through Thursday from 3 until 6.
Yeah, if you're unfamiliar, I will play a clip, just a small clip, from a show that we had last week, and it's out of context. You have to tell me what it is in context. So without further ado, here you go.
I know somebody, that a friend of ours in the media, that does this to people, and it's never like, it's never a good
like on purpose
person. I don't know
just
if he's
just a joke or is he, okay,
I think it is a joke.
So this fellow media member is guilty of breaking which of society's rules? Is it A, asking colleagues what their doctor's appointment is for? Oh, where are you going to the doctor for? B, choosing a grocery line with children and old people? C, telling someone they look like an unattractive person? Or D, swiping left or right when people show them a picture on their phone?
Yeah, so let us know, what is the right answer? What were we talking about? 979-695-1620. We do need your first and last name if you want a chance to win some Maria Mia.
There you go. So we'll do a little anecdotal thing here, just the three of us. So you two guys in your 30s and me twice that. Mm-hmm. So the deal is, there are a lot of retro things out there, a lot of things that were a crucial part of everyday life or something that we did do that we don't do anymore. Mm-hmm. So I want to see how many of these we actually have done. Now, what they did is they asked a bunch of U.S. Americans if they had actually done these retro activities, I guess, ever in their life. Okay. Now, the highest number, 78%, said, for instance, they had never sent or received a telegram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
You guys? Yeah, okay.
No.
Now, I have, but only work-related. Nothing as far as personal is concerned. 73% haven't had an account on MySpace.
Oh, I had a MySpace account.
Really?
Yes.
No. Oh. I meant 73% never have.
Right,
wow.
Right. Never have. Yeah, and both of you guys did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. For sure.
I was friends with Tom.
Me too. Well, Tom was everybody's.
It was the creator of
Tom
MySpace.
Tom was everybody's friend.
That's it. Okay. How many? Oh, this is going to make people feel old. There's 73% have never used a pager.
Oh.
A pager.
So
those are little things like the size of a cigarette pack.
Yeah, a beeper.
A little beeper. Right. Exactly.
So I my parents, obviously, I think, like, I have a memory that my parents had one.
Yeah.
And so I never personally had one. But if you want to say I used it, maybe I, like, looked at my parents. I wasn't sending messages or calling or anything
right.
like that.
Yeah, no, I think my parents did have one as well. But nowadays, it's pretty much just doctors and drug dealers.
Yeah, and that...
True.
So, and that's the deal. I had one because I had a business. And it would give you an opportunity to record a message so that if a customer needed to be in touch with me, and that was, you know, because here's the deal. They'd either get the message in or they'd only get part of it in, and then you'd need to call them back. And I want to say the company Skyline Communications, they may, in fact, still be in existence. And I think if they do that, then there is still a market for pagers. There really still is a market for pagers.
Yeah, I could see that for sure.
It's
for
just
sure.
a matter of generally people don't.
See, right. I didn't know you could leave a message. I thought it just said someone's calling you.
Well, no.
It sent you a text-ish
depends on the one that you have, but mine happened to.
Okay.
42% have never smoked a cigarette.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. 36% have never sent a fax. I find that to be a really high number. Am I wrong? I mean, never sent a fax.
I'm trying to think if I've ever sent one.
Okay. Yep. See, and that's the deal.
We had a fax machine up here for a while. Do we still have one?
We do. I think it's still here. Right.
But I've never used this one. I'm trying to go back to, you know, think if I had ever used one in like my parents' old office or something.
Yeah.
But
now,
I don't know.
I've had to have someone send a fax for me,
sure,
I guess.
Okay.
Like doctor's offices stuff like that.
Yeah. But have you personally ever had to fax
something? No. Well, you don't have a, do you have a fax machine at home? No?
Me?
What?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
What?
I don't even have a printer at home.
Okay. See, that's the thing. A lot of all-in-ones would do that.
Sure.
Because they would scan, they would fax, they would print. You know, so that made sense.
Whenever you're saying fax, so up here we do have a scanner on the printers. And
that's
so
not
I can,
the same thing.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
All right. I was just making sure.
Nope, yeah,
not the same thing.
No.
Yep, that's it.
Because I use the scanner all the time.
Sure. A quarter of us never watched black and white TV.
No.
Oh.
I have.
I know that's a high number.
Have you? Yes, I've watched a black and white movie. Or a black and white TV show.
No, black and white television.
Right.
Okay, so we're talking about the TV did not have the ability.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Probably not then.
25% of us have never made a call on a rotary phone.
Oh, okay.
My grandma had one.
Mine still has one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's kind of technically like an antique.
Yep.
Situation, well, but it works.
If you think about it, in an emergency situation, though, you're like, nine.
But what we do is we force it back. You keep your finger in the little rotary and force it back.
Oh, you got around it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. No, you'd push
you
it back.
You could do it fast.
Well, yeah, you'll see these movies when they're really in a hurry. That's what they do. They they push it back. All right. So these last six are at about 10% or less. 10% or less.
Okay.
11% of us haven't bought a physical newspaper. Have you ever bought a physical newspaper?
Purchased one.
11%.
Probably, because when I was in grad school, we were kind of told, like, you need to be up to date on current events.
Sure.
And this was, like, Twitter hadn't really come into play yet. You could look online, but they kind of, you know, scared us into buying newspapers or, you know, going to the coffee shop and grab. So I probably have bought a physical newspaper.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now, and I've told you before, you know, what we used to do, that's it. I stopped, and I would get a Houston Chronicle, a Dallas Morning News, and USA Today.
And that was your show prep.
Yep, we would actually physically go through there and do the show prep thing. Okay, got a few more in a minute. Good morning, 718. We're talking about a retro stuff that you've either done or been exposed to. So we're down to these are like 10%ers. 10% of us haven't used a wall calendar to track birthdays and events.
Okay. 10%. Yeah, no, I've definitely used
that. Okay, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Zach, you in on that?
I've used it before.
10% haven't taken photos on a non-disposable camera that actually used film.
Okay.
No, definitely have done that.
9% haven't sent a postcard.
A postcard.
Yeah.
Okay.
When was the last time you sent a postcard?
I mean, because I send mail. I talked about doing thank yous and birthday cards and things like that. I don't know if I've ever sent a postcard, especially from the travel destination.
Okay. Well, but they can be sent for other reasons as well.
Yeah.
And
I guess my thought of the whole postcard thing, by the time it gets to where you're sending it, you're not there anymore.
Yeah,
right.
Typically.
Right.
Well, but the deal, of course, the purpose of the postcard was to say, hey, this is where
I am or where I went.
Where I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
maybe so, just
because you couldn't post photos on Facebook.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, I will say the postcard, I guess if that's what you want to call it, not necessarily travel destination, but Zach, I don't know if you guys have gotten, and I don't know what y'all did for yours, but a lot of save the dates now are sent out on a postcard style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Also, I've got a few even like Christmas cards that were kind of sent out like that.
Sure. And that's, again, my company used to do that. So that was, I mean, there were real practical reasons to continue to do that. Back in the day, we would do that to drive people to a website, for instance, put a QR code on it. And that way, if they were not familiar with a new business or whatever, that was an opportunity for them to make an impression. And then, like you say, save the dates. That still goes on. I mean,
definitely.
You know, you get the...
Now, the invitation will come in a formal envelope and whatnot.
Sure.
But the save the date, just sent out on that one piece of paper.
Yep. If the mailman wants to know your business carrier, they'd be able
to. That's so true.
7% of us haven't used a printer in their own home. And I think, Chelsea, you just said you don't have one now.
I don't own one now. No, but I mean, like growing up, we had a printer in the house. So.
We've got a printer, but it's kind of sketchy.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's printer is not working like that. We always were having printer problems, too.
So, and this one, which is I thought was interesting, the lowest percentage of those that they ask of these activities, 6% haven't listened to music on a cassette.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Okay, but all right. Now you say that, but now think about somebody who's 15 years old.
No. 6% is actually kind of low.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. From that standpoint. So again, maybe the little story makes you feel old. I'm not sure if it does or not, but there you go. Just things that you don't do anymore. And it's funny you mentioned the calendars because Jackie just opened up the calendars for 2023 because we always get Dachshund calendars and hang around the house.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
So yesterday was the big calendar switchover.
Yes. I will say I typically have a wall calendar here in my studio, but I don't write things on it. It's more of just to like glance up and kind of look at the month overview. But growing up, my mom always had a wall calendar that had all of our stuff on it.
Well, and that's the other thing I wonder if you've got like three kiddos in your house.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep track of all of them somehow.
They got to be doing things. things. Do you have a dry erase board that you do, or how do you do that kind of stuff?
So my sister-in-law actually got us this big like glass board that you could put on the wall and you know write on it with a permanent, well, not a permanent marker, but the Expo or whatever. Dry erase marker, and you could kind of make a calendar out of that. Now it is funny. So my great aunt, who passed away, I guess she was 94 whenever she passed. She had a calendar in her kitchen that was from like 1967.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she just really liked the picture.
So it was the same month.
So it was there was no writing on it or anything like that. It was basically just hung up like a like you would a painting or something.
It's too funny.
Well, there are guys in garages who have pictures of the old
that's
calendars
right.
hanging
out.
7:25 It's the Infomaniac. So a minute ago, we're talking about, you know, things that from the retro days and whether we do them or not. When I say extreme activities, you guys down for that? Do you enjoy doing it?
What classifies
it or
as
watching?
An extreme activity?
Well, and that's I guess the question. Extreme activities mostly appeal to younger adrenaline junkies. 14% of them are millennials. 11% are Gen Zers. They love extreme sports.
Okay. So I've been skydiving before.
Right.
I went once. I don't really want to go again. I had a great time. It was a great experience, but it wasn't something that hooked me and made me want to sign up for my next jump that day.
Now they ask,
or 10 years later.
Exactly.
I would come a lot closer to doing that than bungee jumping.
Agreed, 100%. I don't like the whiplash aspect of bungee jumping.
So they ask people about 30 extreme activities. Don't have the entire list.
Okay.
But the most popular one was roller coaster riding.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Okay, all right. 58% of Americans are down for that.
Okay.
Other common ones were motorcycling.
Okay.
Skateboarding. Off-roading and rock climbing.
Okay, interesting.
Now, the
rock climbing's a lot of work.
Well, it is.
It is.
And then you got to get down from wherever you are.
Well,
you're only halfway there.
So, like, I used to love going to rock climb at the rec, especially when I was younger. Like, even before I was at school, I didn't actually do it a whole lot when I was in college. But I've never been like rock climbing in the wild, and that's not something I'm necessarily interested in.
I have. It hurts whenever you hit one of those bad boys with your shin.
So the main reason that people say they enjoy extreme activities is because they're experiencing new things,
sure.
or it's a stress relief. The main reason people don't do it is because lack of interest
Death.
Or fear of injury.
And it stresses you out.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the ones that most people haven't done but want to.
Okay.
Hot air ballooning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's an extreme?
I guess because it technically is, it could be dangerous.
Oh, sure it could.
Yeah, I mean, if that thing crashes, you're
And you're up
toast,
in the but... air. It's not like you're in a vehicle like a plane.
I guess just because it's so slow moving.
Yep.
Yeah.
The strangest thing when you're hot air ballooning while you're up there, for instance, if you happen to drift over a dog and it's barking, you can hear it. Yet there you are. You
right, because it's
so
also so quiet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When we did it, when we went out to Napa for our honeymoon and we went in a hot air balloon, it was really cool just kind of peering over the side. And again, you're moving very slowly.
Right.
But you just see the earth start to slip away.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool.
Okay.
It does make a difference, that's for sure. Zip lining.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to zip line.
I'll let you know about that.
Have you never done it?
I have zip lined. Yes.
Have
but not.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it was like at a lake. Like it was like you went from one side of the lake to the other kind of situation.
Okay.
So it wasn't like through the Amazon rainforest or anything like that.
I didn't.
You didn't go to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. No, I haven't done something like that. That would be really cool. I'd like to do that.
All right. We're about to make that decision. So we'll
do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We'll I've been a lot of places.
I'll report back to you. We'll see. And the one that most people do not want to try is cliff jumping.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Ice climbing.
Mm-mm.
Or shark diving.
Oh, I would do that.
Would you?
I would get in a cage.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, cage,
100%.
Absolutely.
I had a friend who did it and said it was the most life-changing experience he's ever had.
Oh,
and
wow.
And he said it was absolutely incredible. I would 100% do that.
I would totally go cage diving with great whites. I would go in the cage. I would not go free diving.
Yeah,
like
I don't
want to
go.
No.
See,
yeah.
Okay, but then now if you do that, does that make you an adrenaline junkie?
I guess.
I don't.
I will say I chase the whole adrenaline high, sometimes, but I'm not like actively going out and doing it all the time.
Right. And whenever you're in the cage or whenever you're climbing and you've got the harnesses and everything else, that I think there's that feeling of safety there.
Yeah.
Versus if you were to say free dive or free rock climb or something like that, where I think there's a strong
yes.
possibility if you're not an expert, you're going to die.
Right, right.
So these guys who wear these things that make them look like flying squirrels and jump off, see?
No.
See, and that's what I mean. Someplace there's a line. I mean,
right.
there's a line.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And,
yeah.
But people who have done that go, well,
so
sure,
like skydiving, for instance,
yeah.
I went with somebody attached to my back who
right.
knew what they were doing.
Right.
Like, because you're not allowed to jump by yourself until you've gotten so many jumps. I don't think I was ever going to get to that point. But having this guy on my back, I was like, meh, all right, let's go.
And there's the other factor of peer
pressure.
Oh, yeah,
I went with a group of friends.
Right. You're with
mm-hmm.
a group.
Yep.
Okay, now, and or, for instance, like our situation, we're going to go on a trip and we'll be with people who are strangers, and we go and get to this point.
You don't want to be the lame loser.
Exactly.
Who doesn't
right.
go?
Who does not do that?
Somebody's calling Scott a wuss.
Exactly. Is there peer pressure then for you
I
to go ahead and go over the
stuff,
edge?
I think for some stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, we're so late. Oh, we're so late. All right, here we go. Let's.
WTAW News Time is 7:34. It has dropped down to 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council is waiting for a staff report about solicitors standing on streets and highways. Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuhnha and Mayor John Nichols made the request at the end of their last meeting on December 8th.
I've had a number of residents tell me they're concerned with this group of people.
I think an email to the council updating us on what's happening there and what the enforcement's been and so forth, that'd be appropriate. Thank you very much, and thank you for the idea, because I've had a similar question.
Yesterday on our show, the mayor said he has not received a staff report yet.
It's not a good behavioral kind of thing to have happening in the city. I don't know the details of the ordinance at this point, but I'm pretty sure 90% of what we see is illegal.
Nichols believes no one is reporting and or police have not driven by. The citizen reports to Kuhnha have involved people standing in the medians at Texas and George Bush and at Texas and Harvey Mitchell. It took 2 minutes during Tuesday's Bryan City Council meeting to recap all of last year's activity at the Planning and Development Office.
We demolished 26 condemned structures last year. Since we revitalized the program in 2010, we have been directly and indirectly responsible for removing 560 substandard structures from our city.
Presenting the report was Assistant Director Martin Zimmerman.
We had a 261 redevelopment applications. That's the change of owner use tenant process. Every time you have a new tenant in a commercial building, we go in with our fire department, with code enforcement, to make sure it's safe to occupy.
Zimmerman's update came as the department was recognized for receiving a state award for the seventh consecutive year. The eastbound lanes of Highway 21 between FM50 and OSR were closed for more than 7 hours Tuesday night following a chain reaction crash that killed one highway construction worker and injured five others. An eastbound semi struck a convoy of three semis and a pickup towing a trailer that were involved on roadway construction. DPS Sergeant Justin Ruiz says their investigation involves a possible violation of the state's law to move over or slow down.
That slow down and move over law is not only for first responders, but it's also for our roadway workers that are out there on the roadway, either doing roadway construction or even in a convoy. You know, they're out there for a reason. They're out there doing their job, and we want to make sure that they do their job safely.
A Northeast Texas man who died was seated in the trailer being towed by the road construction pickup. A Bryan Elementary School is coping with the unexpected death of a teacher.
According to WTAW News sources, Barbara Clary died Monday night. The third grade teacher at Sol Ross was taken to the hospital after collapsing earlier in the day while at the Bryan ISD administration building. BISD superintendent and school board president declined interview requests. BISD issued a statement that counselors shared the news with Clary's students and their families, and additional counselors are available to support Sol Ross students and staff. Clary was in her second year at Sol Ross and 27th year as a teacher. Visitation and services are Saturday afternoon at A&M Church of Christ in College Station. Callaway Jones Funeral Center is in charge of arrangements for Barbara Clary, who died at the age of 57. Bill Oliver, 1620-945 WTAW.
Bryan ISD school board members are told at this week's meeting that there is more public opinion about next year's proposed school calendars compared with prior years. Next Tuesday, the BISD board is scheduled to take action on one of two options. Most of this week's discussion was about the ramifications of a one-week break in October on extracurricular activities. BISD's athletic director, Janice Williamson, said that would give football and other coaches some time off.
So they would get their practice done early, be able to go home and actually have a week during football season to be with their kids and their family. Because I don't know if you know, but the life of a football coach is you know, they work 7 days a week.
Williamson was asked about getting student athletes to and from practice.
I can tell you the volleyball kids have no problems getting to 2 days early in the summer. There's absolutely no issue there. The cross-country kids, we've not had issues. Typically, it's football because of the sheer number of kids. And I hate to say it, but our coaches have gone out and picked up kids who could not make it to practice.
The October break is supported by the Assistant Superintendent for Human Resources to recruit teachers. An employee of a state prison in Grimes County was arrested this week on charges of bringing in contraband. Social media from the prison system does not state whether Benson Liu is accused of leaving a large bag of contraband last month at the pond behind the camp at the Luther unit. According to yesterday's tweet, Liu admitted to bringing in cigarettes and having additional contraband in his vehicle that included more cigarettes and two cell phones. WTAW News Time is 7:39. It is 52 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
Good morning. It's the Infomaniacs on this Thursday morning. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Skies be mostly sunny today. It'll be breezy with a high in the lower to middle 60s. Clear skies tonight, lows dipping into the upper 30s. Sunshine for Friday with a high near 60. Clear Friday night, low in the middle to upper 30s. And more sunshine's expected on Saturday. High temperatures will get back up into the lower to middle 60s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, 1620-94.5. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Texas A&M men's basketball getting the win over 20th-ranked Missouri last night. We'll also touch on some other hoop scores from yesterday. NCAA making some changes, big impacts on baseball and softball specifically. And Damar Hamlin is back home. Good news there for the Buffalo Bills safety. All that more in sports.
And ice hockey. Don't forget ice hockey.
Ice hockey.
That was also impacted in a big way. So.
We don't have a team.
We have a club team.
Yeah.
Sport deal. Hey, so we're doing Out of Context. This is the thing that we do really every Thursday, an opportunity to reward those loyal listeners who somehow drag themselves up to the radio and listen to us. It's all brought to you by Maria Mia Tex-Mex Cantina. Let the fiesta begin.
It's Out of Context. Here we go.
I know somebody, a friend of ours in the media, that does this to people, and it's never a good
looking
person.
Like on purpose?
I don't know if he's just oblivious to it.
Okay.
I think it is a joke.
So a friend of ours breaks a cardinal rule of society. What is it? A, asks colleagues what their doctor's appointment is for. B, chooses a grocery store line with children and old people. C, tells someone they look like an unattractive person. Or D, swipes left or right when folks show them a picture on their phone.
So let us know, A, B, C, or D, what is the right answer? Include your first and last name with your text message so you can be entered for a chance to win some Maria Mia Tex-Mex Cantina.
There you go. Lunch special. Weekdays from 11 until 3 start at $8.99. So we're getting more and more interest from parents when it comes to school calendars. Seems like we're doing a lot of stories about school calendars right now.
Yeah, I guess just because it's coming up. And yeah. It does seem, maybe I was just oblivious, obviously growing up, whether there was a new option almost every single year, it feels like.
And I don't know that there was.
Yeah.
I mean, now, certainly in my world, there wasn't. We just had...
I remember, you know, maybe once or, you know, getting a day that we didn't get off the last year, or there were more or less like staff development days. But,
right.
You know, the holidays at least were very consistent when I was in school.
The staff development days, I think, has impacted things a great deal. Part of that is, you know, the legislature started to say, school districts, you need to have this many hours of instruction and this many hours of support and continuing education for your teachers. And so that's impacted it. But, you know, like when I was growing up, what's A&M schedule? Great. Okay. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. That's true.
That was the driver.
And now I guess they take that into consideration a little bit, but it doesn't seem like it mirrors the big school at all.
So the two things you mentioned, at least in today's stories, a week off in October.
Yes.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. That's definitely different.
And I understand exactly the official who was discussing it. that, you know, this is an opportunity for teachers to actually get a chance to spend time with their kids, and especially, I think, talked about coaches.
Coaches, specifically. That was the athletic director, Janice Williamson. Yep. And so, right. Yeah, she's just, you know, she's talking about specifically, you know, football, and you can say the same thing about volleyball and soccer. Actually, I think high school soccer's in the spring. But, you know, those coaches are putting in a lot of overtime during their sports season.
Oh, yeah.
And so this would give them an opportunity. Obviously, they would still be wanting to have practice, and they'd probably still have a game that week and things like that. But they would have more time during that week to be at home.
Sure. And since one of mine is a coach now and has been for a long time, when he stopped being a football coach, I thought that his schedule would free up some. Mm-hmm. But, you know, really, really hasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just a matter, like you say, because a coach is busy taking care of other people's kids.
And they're usually teachers, too.
Yep. Yes,
so
right.
They've also got classes.
So, and then the idea of a 4-day week. I mean.
Yeah. So that obviously is not being considered in Bryan ISD. And that's what Carol Kuhn said. It's just, it's too big of a district to really see if that would be beneficial. But, you know, with I think a lot of this has to do with the profession of being a teacher. You know, a long time ago, a lot of people wanted to be teachers. They got into education. Now it is becoming harder and harder to find people who want to go into teaching, mm-hmm. who are good teachers, who, you know, whether it's the pay, it's the safety, the security, whatever the situation is. So now schools are really having to fight to recruit teachers.
Yeah.
And so they are throwing out these, you know, incentives, yeah, in the calendar to try to recruit teachers.
Yeah. Well, again, common problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have opportunities. Us talking about it's fine. We need to get administrators in here and get them into that discussion, certainly. Yeah. So the Wordle editor has the scoop on the most complained about words.
Okay.
Tracy Bennett is an associate puzzle editor at the New York Times and says players complain about words that they think are unfair. Now,
it's not fair. I didn't get it today.
So I know, Chelsea, you're still daily? Pretty much daily?
Pretty much. I actually haven't played today, but okay. I did play this week. And now that you remind me, I'll actually go to the website.
And, so Zach, and you're what?
I haven't played in a while.
Okay. So have you ever gotten one that, I mean, if you get it, is it unfair? You know what I'm saying?
If you get it?
If you get the word. Or you don't get it.
Yeah, no, if you get the word, is it unfair necessarily? Or do you ever think, oh, that people could perceive that as being unfair?
No.
Because, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think people could perceive it as being difficult. Now, there's certainly been some that, and I'm not necessarily a wordsmith, so there's some that I'm like, I didn't even know that was a word.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But the game is formulated to where you don't have to, you can guess non-words and not be penalized.
Mm-hmm.
So you can guess something that you didn't even know was a word, but it works.
Yep.
Or you could guess something that is definitely not a word and it doesn't work, but it doesn't count against you in your guesses. So to me, even though you may not know that word, the game is still created to where you can still figure it out by process of elimination.
Words that, now what are unfair words? By their definition, words that are popular in certain regions or words with many plausible solutions tend to get gamers unhappy. Bennett said, here are the words.
Okay.
That at least she mentioned here. Parer. Okay. P-A-R-E-R.
Yeah, that was
on the radio.
Yeah, that was different. I remember that one.
Little paring knife kind of thing. Okay. Rupee.
That one.
Yeah, that one.
Whoa,
a lot of people throw.
Zach and I were still weird. That was early on when Zach and I started playing, so which means it was early on when Wordle like really started getting popular.
Uh-huh.
And I remember thinking, what the heck? There's no, like, yeah, that one comes to mind.
India probably was pretty easy.
Okay. And condo.
Oh.
Condo?
Yep.
That one doesn't seem
these
unfair.
These are some words that readers have complained about.
Okay, what about the word howdy?
Oh.
Yeah.
Or whoop. Whoop was a word one day.
Was whoop a word?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep.
That's cool.
And so, and of course, like A&M social media, like totally buzzed about it and was super excited. But, you know, how many people would say, what is whoop?
That's, I agree there. I could see where that could be unusual. For somebody who's like in Connecticut, they're going whoop.
Yeah.
What,
and I get it,
English?
Like to whoop and holler, but like, yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't come to a lot of people's minds.
And you've got a W in there and you've got a double O.
Yeah.
Like that's a hard word.
It is. That's if you're not plugged into that vernacular.
Aggiedom.
So there, yeah, aggiedom. There you are. All right. There you go. There's your anger words over there in Wordle.
Good Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on 1620 94.5 WTAW. This update is brought to you by Destination Bryan. Your legendary staycation is right here at home in Bryan, Texas, including one-of-a-kind restaurants and nationally recognized museums. Visit DestinationBryan.com for more information at 7:53. Tyrese Radford scored 16 points, and five other Aggies finished in double figures as Texas A&M men's basketball rolled past 20th-ranked Missouri last night, 82-64. The Tigers pulled within four early on in the second half before the Aggs went on a big run. Coach Buzz Williams.
It did go from whatever to four, and now it's a game. But it was a game before it got to four. And I think our guys are growing up. I don't think that they're blaming. I don't think that they're complaining. I don't think that they're trying to defend their action. I think that they're together. And I think, as I mentioned to you yesterday, as good of a job as our staff has done ever in regards to the prep in these games.
Well, the Maroon and White got it done at the free throw line once again, knocking down 24 of 32 attempts. With the victory, they now sit at 11-5 overall and 3-0 in SEC play. Some other big men's games last night. 10th-ranked Texas outlasted number 17 TCU 79-75, while 4th-ranked Alabama rolled past number 15 Arkansas 84-69. Top-ranked Houston survived South Florida 83-77, and Baylor edged West Virginia 83-78. On the women's side of the court, Texas A&M is back in action this evening as it welcomes Tennessee to town. The Aggies are looking to put a stop to a five-game skid. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock at Reed with broadcast on Zone 1150 AM and 93.7 FM. The NCAA Division I Council has voted to eliminate the voluntary coach designation and increase the number of coaches allowed in baseball, softball, ice hockey, and men's and women's basketball. The move will allow baseball and softball programs to have four full-time coaches instead of three. The council also voted to eliminate standardized test score requirements for immediate eligibility for incoming freshman athletes. After more than 9 days in two hospitals, Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin is finally back home. Here's ESPN's Coley Harvey.
I just got off the phone a short time ago with a member of the family, and they are, quote, ecstatic with this news. They are rejoicing right now with this news because this was something that they just weren't sure if they were going to see 9 days ago. They weren't sure if they were going to see it even just a few days ago when he was leaving the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. They knew that he'd be transported to this hospital, so they just wanted to wait until he got completely out of all of the hospitals before they fully felt like, hey, he's truly finally on the full road to recovery.
Hamlin suffered one of the scariest injuries in NFL history on January 2nd when he collapsed on the field in Cincinnati and went into cardiac arrest. Trainers had to resuscitate him multiple times. Hamlin woke up from an artificial coma at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center just a week ago. Both the Spurs and Rockets came up on the short end last night. San Antonio was done in by Memphis 135-129, while Houston fell to Sacramento 135-115. And former USC star running back and Heisman Trophy winner Charles White has died at age 64. White won a national title with the Trojans in 1978 and claimed the Heisman the very next year. He went on to a nine-year NFL career with the Cleveland Browns and LA Rams. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Destination Bryan on 1620 94.5 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hey, a couple of minutes till the Infomaniacs on a Thursday morning. I said I was watching some of the basketball game last night. Great stat. A&M leads the nation in free throw attempts and free throws made.
Yep.
And they have attempted more than 100 more free throws than Missouri, who they were playing last night.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's an amazing number.
I've asked Coach Buzz Williams about that, if that was something that they'd really tried to implement. And he said that's, of course, what they talked about in the offseason. He didn't expect them to be this proficient at it. And they've gotten a free throw shooting coach. That's also kind of helped them along. So.
Well, and you think about it, like you have to get fouled to get to the line. Now you can do things to put yourself in a position to be fouled, but you know the other team still has to do that too.
Yeah, right. I found it a really interesting stat, no doubt. Hey, it's about a minute till it's 8 o'clock of 8 o'clock, and it's Thursday, and that means it's time for Jokes with Zach.
It is that time. My dad used to say to me, when one door closes, another opens. He was a brilliant philosopher, but a terrible cabinet maker. I still can't wrap my mind around Lady Gaga's father being named Rotzi. No doubt paparazzi got plenty of grief growing up.
Oh, paparazzi.
Very nice.
Sylvester Stallone said he wants to make a movie about classical music. He says, I'll be Beethoven. Jean-Claude Van Damme says, okay, I'll be Mozart. Arnold Schwarzenegger says, I'll be Bach.
Very nice. Yes.
You're living, you occupy space, and you have mass. You know what that means? You matter.
Oh, very good. Very
and I don't deep. Know if I can say this one, but I'm going to do it anyways. I was born by C-section, and I turned out fine. Of course, whenever I park my car, I have to climb out through the sunroof.
WTAW, College Station.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.